Great to have your company on this Thursday, and it's also great to have a chat to Danny O'Brien, who has got a good team entered at the Valley on Saturday. Looking forward to the return of Let's Roll the Dice, and I wonder which way they're heading with showmanship with some nasty weather maybe predicted to hit the Valley on Saturday. Morning, Danny. You well?
I'm well, thank you, Michael.
So we've got showmanship entered in the car line with Ollie on board, and we've got him entered in the show county with J-Mac on board. So what's your gut telling you? Which way are you leaning at this point in time?
Look, we're probably leaning to Sydney. I just think the 1,200 at Randwick is probably a better setup for him than, you know, we've only got the 1,000 at the Valley and the rails out, so it might be a bit tough for horses getting back in the field. So I suspect at this stage we'll head up to Randwick with him.
How is he? He's obviously overcome. Was it just that little elevated temperature last week?
Yeah, just really left a bit of feed, and we didn't want to risk him with, you know, a big spring in front of him. So he bounced really quickly, took a blood Monday. He was fine. So, no, he's really well. Like, we obviously had a run back there in the Wangoom a few months ago, but that was off a long break. You know, he hadn't raced for sort of 18 months, and I think he definitely got good improvement from that run. He's maintained really good fitness since it over the winter, and I think, you know, he's ready to step up and hopefully take up where he left off a couple of seasons ago when he put a long string of wins together.
Just putting him back 1 week, does that really alter the spring campaign much?
Not really. You know, he's still sort of down the bottom of the ratings in stakes grade, so he's got a lot of options into what he can run in. You know, we'd like to think that he can work his way through potentially to some form of Group 1 by the end of the spring. Mm. But he's not a hard horse to place.
Just on last week, while we're talking about that, you would have been wrapped with a return of Vow and Declare.
Yeah, we're very pleased. Yeah, we've been bullish on him coming into the spring. He'd had a really good winter and at the mile, which was never going to be suited. I thought he was really strong through the line and very pleased with how he's pulled up from it. He's a horse that always used to struggle a little bit out the backside of a race, but I've never seen him pull up like he has out of Saturday. He's very, very fresh and well this week.
Well, that is good. Is he a Caulfield Cup hope this year, or are you going to focus solely on the Melbourne Cup with him?
Look, we're not going to get ahead of ourselves. He'll go to Mackay Diva Stakes Day and he'll run in a 2,500 metre handicap there, and then we're hoping to then be 3 weeks into the Bart Cummings. So, you know, those two races will give us a real good guide on where he's at now, coming off again a 12-month sort of break from the race course. But yeah, we're optimistic that he can run really well in both of those races are coming up at Flemington, and that'll give us a guide as to, you know, how high we can aim with him for the rest of the spring.
And Regal Power returned really well as well. Is he headed to the Maccabi?
He is. Yeah, he'll run off a 4-week break to Flemington at the mile, which we thought would be a really good setup for him. We're very pleased with how he went there the other day in the Lawrence. He got a bit of traffic, but he was really strong on the line. And again, he's pulled up very well out of it, so looking forward to seeing him again at Flemington.
I'm looking forward to seeing Let's Roll the Dice, who he did a lot, didn't he, in his first campaign, competing against the best on some of those really heavy tracks. How did he spell? How has he come back?
Yeah, he's a very uncomplicated colt. Very easy horse to train. He enjoys being in work. And, as you said, he went from a maiden to winning the VRC size and then trip to Sydney where he ran very well on what was really testing ground up there over the Autumn Carnival. But spelled well, he's trialled up well. So far, so good with him. On Saturday's, you know, 1,200 metres first up, he'll be midfield or back, and we'll be looking for him to hit the line and run well for us first up.
Is he a Guineas horse, or being by done deal, could he get out even further this time in?
Look, I certainly think he's sharp enough to be a Guineas horse. He's got enough to be competitive at a mile. Just needs to, you know, like all of these three-year-olds, prove that he's come back and that he's going to be up to the best three-year-olds. But, that'd be his preliminary aim. You know, we'll get into the Caulfield Guineas, and what happens after that, we'll sort of make up our mind from there.
Hell Hath No Fury was really good as a two-year-old. Was in contention that day at Flemington, but I think did she almost just kind of melt before that race, and then she was good at Geelong? Pakenham, I should say.
She did, yeah. She did get quite fizzed up on her debut run there at Flemington, and probably didn't produce as we would have expected, but she still ran well enough, and then we just put it down at the farm for a month and gave her that second secondary run at Pakenham where she got the job done, and then she went for a break over the autumn. She's a filly that we were always hoping would be a nice three-year-old filly, and she's coming up in really good shape. So we're looking forward to seeing her. She may not run if the track got wet.
Yep.
She sort of hasn't shown a real liking for soft ground in the trials over the last 6 or 8 weeks. So she'd be a soft five, soft six runner, but if it was wet than that, then we'd probably wait for another day.
Would you run Saracen Knight, who has won on the heavy track and was a good run last start at Flemington?
Yeah, I think he'd go around for sure. As you said, he's got good wet track form, and he's rock hard fit and racing in good shape.
And then you've got Exeter. How is he going, Exeter, do you think?
Well, we've been frustrated in that he's a very good Moonee Valley horse.
He is,
and
yeah.
We haven't been able to get him there for about 6 months. It just hasn't been the race for him. I don't think he's going too bad. He was good down the straight there a fortnight ago. Probably not as well suited at 1,100 down the straight as he is on Saturday at the 1,200 at the Valley. So, and he handles soft ground. So, yeah, it's certainly all the right boxes are ticked for Exeter to run well. And we can't see any reason why he shouldn't.
Quick SMS from a listener. Can you ask about Inspirational Girl and also Western Empire? When will we see them?
Look, we'll see Western Empire next Saturday in the Memsie. And he's had a really good build-up. He's fit enough to run really well first up. And we will probably see Inspirational Girl in the Fian. She trials on Wednesday at Geelong. And then she'll probably go 10 days from that to a first-up run in the Fian.
You're a great racing fan and connoisseur. You're pretty busy. I don't know if you would have had time to see what Baye did overnight. Did you catch what he did in the Judmont?
I did. I saw it just on the Twitter feed this morning, and he was, the way he was travelling, sort of with a furlong to go with his ears pricked off would have been a pretty gruesome pace. He's super impressive to let down like that and demolish what was a really good field of horses.
Yeah, unbelievable. We'll talk more about it after 9 o'clock. Good on you, Danny. Good luck over the weekend.
Thanks, Michael.